Hello, my name is Sandra. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hang on, Sandra, hang on. Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Hi, did you say your name was Sandra?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Sandra, this is Robert Byron Taylor. I'm calling. I just want to find out if I'm eligible for a vaccination, because I am disabled, but it's a physical disability. But I have to find a ride. So right now, I'm trying to see what I can plan in the next few weeks or when I'm eligible. And right now, because I'm physically disabled, I want to find out if I'm eligible or not for this round. I read where it says intellectual and developmental disabilities. Now, I've never considered and I've never known me to be classified as intellectual or developmentally disabled, but I am physically disabled. I have cerebral palsy. But I'm able to walk and ride a scooter, but I can't walk that far, and I don't drive, so I'll have to get a ride. So, because I'm physically disabled, as far as I know, it's classified as a physical disability, and that's our that's my biggest issue is my disability. So that's what I'm calling about, because it's an intellectual or developmental. I'm wondering if my physical or something would allow me to be eligible now, or if I need to wait a few more weeks before I'm eligible. So see, my question is, because I have cerebral palsy, am I eligible now, or do I have to wait now? Because cerebral palsy is a physical disability as far as I know. So I don't know if I classify because of intellectual or developmental, because I've never known mine to be classified as developmental, because my brain works. So as far as my thinking, so I'm just calling to see if I'm eligible right now, and if I am, then I want to set something up. But right now, I just want to know if I'm eligible under this classification.
Yes,
So
sir.
please.
Not, sir. I do apologize. We don't have medical information at this number. All we do
Yeah.
with this number is provide you with testing sites in your city to be tested for COVID-19. Now, for that information, we recommend that you go to the following websites at ADP, as in Paul.
AD, I'm a computer programmer. You don't have to go that slow for me.
Okay.
ADPH.gov.
No, sir.
Right.
ADPH.org
.org. Okay.
or CDC.gov.
Okay.
And they should have that information for you.
Well, I'll try again. I'll look again. But like I said, what it says is, it gives a list of the classifications of the people that are eligible. And it says intellectual or developmental. And I'm trying to find out if mine as a physical would classify or would be eligible for that. But I'll see what else I can find out. This was the number they gave on TV and on one of the websites. So I decided to try that. And this said a hotline. So I decided to try this number first. So I'll look around again. I'm trying to find out if my disability classifies me right now. That's all I want to really know right now.
Yes, sir, and I do apologize. We don't have that information at this number. All we do with this number is provide you with testing sites in your city to be tested for COVID-19. We recommend that you visit those websites that I gave you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sandra. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a good day.
Okay. Have a good day. Thank you so much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.